The nicest two people on the radio. Dennis.
Nasty.
Tommy.
Vicious.
And Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. That it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Steve and Lou Show, the Lou and Steve Show. Either way, the phone number is 914-636-0110. You could give us a call. But before we get to the show, I want to make a statement. I want to apologize last week to Tom, Queenie, and Mikey. They were trying to get on or whatever, and they call the show all the time. And so I want to make an apology last week that they couldn't get on, but we're going to try our best to get everybody on this week. So I'm just put that out there. I'm sorry, guys and girls. All right, Steve, how you doing?
First rate, and I want to second what you're saying, Lou. This station is driven by its listeners and its advertisers and sponsors and all, and by a great management team and a team of local talent and far and wide renowned talent. But we are the whole foundation of the Mayo Felicion Mayo Show is reader response, listener support, and we depend on that. So we're sorry if there were any difficulties. We're not blaming anyone, but we will make sure your calls get through. We know everybody here wants to see them through. So your sentiment's mine exactly.
All right, and one last thing, since you said that, Steve, I just want to say that I want to thank everybody who calls us up, because that's what makes the show great, is me and Steve do a good job or whatever, and a lot of shows on VOX, when people call, we want to hear what the community has to say on all these topics, and that's what this whole community radio is all about. All right, so let's get to the callers. I'm told that Joanne is the first caller. Queenie, you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. I'm sorry. I have to apologize about my voice. I still have the remains of a cough and cold, therefore. And yeah, I'm sorry what it sounds like. Worse than normal, in other words. Anyway, this is Lou, right? Is this Lou or Steve?
This is Lou now.
Hi, Lou. Yes. I'm sorry. Yep. I know you guys together, togetherness, and that's what makes you work. And we love your show, but I felt no need to have an apology because we know, listen, we're waiting and we know. What I do think is that you guys need a longer show, 2 to 3 hours. If it's only once a week, at least 3 hours, you know?
Oh, thank you. Anyway, thank you, Joanne.
I appreciate
it. You got a topic you want to say?
I do.
Go ahead.
Please get to it because we have several callers, please.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm a Supreme Court nominee, Justice. I just nominee there, Jackson, that there's a strong chance, and most probably we knew anyway she was going to get in, but they just announced it again. And and they're throwing it in our face that we had a Republican vote for her also. So I just don't know what this country wants. I don't understand it. We know she'd be the most extreme left, they say, out of all of them. And, I mean, really? I mean, is this what we're looking for? Is this what we need? I know she's a brilliant woman. I know that, no doubt. But, you know, what she stands for as far as her stance in, as far as bail reform and also with child, you know.
That child situation. Pornography.
To put it out there, right, exactly right. I just can't even understand how anyone would find that acceptable. Number one. Okay, number two, I'll move on real quickly. I just wanted to say that the thing, you know, I'll skip to one more pleasant thing instead of all this nonsense with Trump, because I just can't even get that, how anyone thinks this is all okay. and that he didn't have us. He didn't have us in order before that they could even say. I've heard
Joanne,
people on the radio.
We have a lot of callers behind us. Please get to your last point.
Okay, so that's the so the other thing is, I just wanted to tell you. Well, maybe I'll call back at the end and then tell you about Dion.
All right.
Before you go,
Joanne Queenie, let me just say one thing here. Is this woman that's running for Supreme Court? She's very liberal. Her record, it's not me talking, her record on child pornography. When you have that highest court in the world and you need to be more conservative on things like this, because you look what's happening right now with Disney that we're going to get into later on with making 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-old transvestites or whatever. We come too crazy. And this is crazy. So you need somebody who's more conservative. All right, thanks,
totally,
Queenie.
Let me react to, go ahead. To Queenie, Joanne. Thank you for your kind words, Joanne.
I'll be listening.
Thank you. But I think that her question needs answering. What does the American public want? I don't think they want a Republican Party that automatically, knee-jerkly, objects to the Democrat nominee. No. That's what the Democrats do to Republicans. They don't want that, or at least I can say, Lou, I don't want that. I want a Republican opposition that's loyal and honest and raises questions, because that's their job in the Senate, and answers honestly, finds the evidence, and then decides on its own. I don't need them making political statements. I don't need them also responding like the Democrats do or getting even. That's not what the greatest deliberative body in the world, we've heard, is the Senate is supposed to do. We just want them to judge this nominee honestly. Jackson seems quite qualified.
She's
by any standard.
Woman.
Very smart woman. I don't like her decisions. I don't think it's important at this point. I think she's going to be confirmed. We have to get used to it. That's okay. But I just wish the Democrats would look at the general reception she's gotten from the conservatives. It's far preferable to the disgraceful denigration that was given to Kavanaugh and Ms. Barrett, now on the Supreme Court. It's an unequal standard. The media encourages it. They don't call retribution for bad conduct on the side of the Democrats, and you know they will if the Republicans acted in a similar manner. I think there has to be one standard. To answer Joanne, that's what the American public wants. Fair standards, a fair media, and politicians acting like adults.
Well, like I said, she's a very smart, very qualified woman. But to me, her voting is not up what I think is up to par for a Supreme Court justice. All right, let's get to the next caller.
Hello, caller.
Gary, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, guys. I also want to vote to extend your show to 3 hours. It's very hard to get a conversation going here.
Good idea. Thank you.
So I just wanted to talk a little bit about and focus on the state-level issues. So my first comment is that New York State's been hijacked by the radical left. We're driving this state off a cliff, and what I'm arguing for is for some balance back in the legislature. We have a lot of issues coming up, and that we've seen in the last year. For example, the pandemic. There's no strategy in place to deal with the pandemic. We're getting knee-jerk reactions whenever the incidence goes up. Hochul slaps another mask on the population. The second issue is with evictions. Now the evictions just came off the pandemic list. It's very hard to get somebody off the property, and I don't know what the state thinks is going to happen. The landlords are going to stop upgrading the property, and all these properties are going to end up defaulting to the state. And the entire citizenry of New York is going to have to support this. Go ahead.
Gary, here's what I want to say. The midterm elections are coming up. If there's no change in these midterm elections, then you might as well kiss everything goodbye. That's how I look at this. There has to be some kind of change. We have to take more seats in the House, more seats in the Senate. You have to do this. Even though New York is a liberal, everybody knows it's a left state. You know Massachusetts is a left state. You know this already, but we have to gain more seats in the House and the Senate. Otherwise, this is just going to be progressively worse.
Yeah, but to be fair to Caller's point, Gary is interested in state office, and I think that has to be the concern, Lou, of every citizen of New York State. There's a lot going on in this state that's in the corner of the state assembly and the state senate. We know now it's in a veto-proof, never mind veto, a Republican-proof majority in the assembly and the senate. Gary's talking about balancing that up in bail reform, rent regulations. He's 100% correct.
Yes.
People, Washington's people important, but we got to pay attention to Albany.
People need to get up on this cycle and vote.
Absolutely important, Gary. Good point.
All right.
Let's return to this. Please call again on the subject.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Thank you for the phone call.
Okay,
we'll be right back after this quick break.
Everything you need in the morning. Local news, traffic, weather, guests, fun conversation, and you. It's Good Morning Westchester with Dennis and Tawny. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. Meet Steve Mayo, and the phone number is 914-636-0110. And I'm told Bruce is on. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Yeah. I think you're very, very big news. I want you to tell me if I'm right.
Say that again.
I said I have some very big news.
I want
you to tell me if I'm right.
Go ahead.
True the Vote has reported on many states as to the election integrity. They use it. Technique called geospatial mobile device signal analysis. Your phone has pings and records where you are, and the record of where you are never goes away. They analyzed Arizona, the Atlanta area, Wisconsin, and so forth. I want to tell you what's happened. They know the election was stolen. 242 people in the Atlanta area were dumping into ballot boxes over and over again. In Wisconsin, hundreds of people were dumping into ballot boxes over and over again. Arizona. All right, let me see here. So there are hundreds of people involved in illegally dumping into ballot boxes. And what happened was your phone lets you know where you are all the time. It's a permanent record that they analyzed. Get this, 10 trillion pings. And they expect arrests. They expect convictions because 4.8 million votes are illegal in key states in the election.
2020.
Yep.
When will this be? Is there any likelihood this will be reported generally and widely, or will it just be strictly right-wing sources?
It just came out in a right-wing source. It was in the mail. It actually came out on Wednesday, March 30th. So you know what kind of legs it didn't have. And it arrived in my mailbox. And I'm looking at this. I said, oh, my gosh, I got to call you guys. I wish you had a three-hour show.
You know, well, Bruce, something like this should be on Fox and Newsmax.
I think it will get there.
I think that's where it has to go out. It has to go to Fox. Because you know CNN and you know MSNBC is not going to cover this. You know the other local stations aren't going to cover this. This has to go, like I said, Newsmax and Fox right off the bat. And once it runs from there, then you can go. Then it should spread like a wildfire.
Right. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. When Trump says Trump is not doing a big lie, Trump is doing a big truth.
Let me ask you, Bruce. The investigation by the Wisconsin state legislature Any update on that course?
Well, that's part of what this is. Well, this is the Wisconsin election report.
Okay.
So I don't know if that comes from the legislature or not. It doesn't make a connection.
Right.
All right, Bruce. Thank you for the call.
Keep an eye on
the Oh, I forgot the best part.
Go ahead. Finish up. I'm sorry.
The people who were the mules, their names are available publicly. You can look them up, and if you want to know who stole the Atlanta election, all those names are available on the internet according to the article. They are public record.
All right.
That sounds like brave people, like the people I'm seeing now on the television monitor, Bruce, here at WVOX 1460 AM, where Lou and Steve are every Monday at 5:30 p.m. generally. There are Disney employees, Bruce, for instance, who are speaking out against the Disney corporate policies that, in part at least, provoke that Florida state law on kids' right. education. I hope that story gets legs, too, their side.
Yep. We'll call next week on the lawsuits, okay?
Please. All right, thank you, Bruce. Thank you for the phone call.
Have a good one.
Depending on you.
Bye.
All right, let's get to Chris. Chris is on the line now.
Hey, good evening. Hey. Lou and Bud. Lou and Bud, yeah.
Lou and Bud, who's Bud?
Chris, who's Bud?
Now, that's a little trivia question. Who were the comics, the two comics named Lou and
Bud? Lou Costello, Bud Abbott.
Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Come on, that's an easy one.
Do you know what Lou Costello's first career was?
What his first career was?
A salesman for Mr. Fields.
In real life.
No, I don't.
Out of Paterson, New Jersey, Lou Costello was a prize fighter. He was a boxer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I may recall that.
A very capable amateur. I don't think he ever went pro.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, bring back memories from a sneaky.
Chris, I can only tell you that was my favorite act when I was a kid.
Yeah. And yeah, of course.
Lou died, of course, and he died at a time that upset me greatly. And I do recall that Bud Abbott was in a nursing home at the time.
Right.
And he issued a call for people to write him at the nursing home. Which I did.
Oh, really?
And it upset me that much. They were a great couple of comics.
Oh, great.
They were in the category of Oliver and Hardy.
Yeah. They were fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for the memory. It's a great
one. The March of the Wooden Soldiers.
I got a couple more passengers on my Never Trump train.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Chris.
Standing room only. Did you hear what the Republican governor of Massachusetts, of New Hampshire said about Trump?
No.
He says he's an effing nut job. I mean, and he didn't use the expletive. He used the full word.
All right.
Okay,
Chris. And then the governor of... Go ahead.
Okay, you're throwing us off course. We've talked now about claims of election... Wait a second. Claims of election theft 2020. Right. Earlier in the show, Joanne introduced some subjects. Do you have anything to say about the subjects so far introduced?
Yes, the election is over. Trump tried everything in his power.
Chris, not everything is Trump. I'm asking you, are there any legs to these allegations now in several state legislatures about irregularities in particular states? I'm not talking about a general fraud or theft, which we know is impossible to prove, and I think Republicans should stop talking about things in general and only be specific. Do you think this story is going to go anywhere?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I really don't, because it's not a perfect science, our election. You know, we have free and open elections, hundreds of votes or thousands of votes are not going to make a difference. And we already went to our process with the Constitution and with
Okay, Chris, so let's move on. Do you have any other comments, or we'll move on? We have other callers.
Well, you know, I'm still a little bit in shock over Donald Trump.
Chris.
I don't know if you...
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Chris, is he still on?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Chris, let me ask you a quick question. I know as soon as you call, I always say in Italian, nada vod. That means again and again, Trump. But here's what I say, is that you look at what's happening in Georgia last week and the week before. Last week was somewhere else besides Georgia. I think it was Wisconsin. And then the week before was Georgia. He's the only one out there that's going right now to try to put people out for midterm elections. So, you know, I'd be the first one to say, I said he had verbal diarrhea. Sometimes he should keep his mouth shut. But nobody in the Republican Party is out there pushing candidates in these midterm elections. You have to win the House. You have to win the Senate. And if you don't win that, if nothing happens in the midterm elections, then this is all a joke because nothing is going to happen. You can't worry about the big prize in 3 years from now because, not for nothing, I personally think that DeSantis is a better choice than Trump.
After
what happened at January 6th, because that's going to come and bite him in the butt every year now.
And Chris, to be fair, you've told me yourself you're a Republican. I personally don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, an Irish setter or a St. Bernard. It doesn't matter. It's just a brand. It's just a label. Do you think the Republican Party can produce a candidate who will beat the Democrats in 24?
I do. I do.
Do you have anyone in mind?
There are quite a few. No, I haven't. I have to see what happens in the primary.
Right.
Who gets nominated. And if Trump does the same thing that he did in the 2006 primary, you know.
All right, Chris.
Thanks for the call,
right, Chris.
Much appreciated.
Cha-cha. Take care.
So much for obsessions.
All right, let's get
but
to
But I'll tell you one thing before we have the next caller. Chris is a very smart guy. We've met him. You know him well. He's a business veteran. I know he's been in the area for a long time. I'd like him to respond to what Gary was talking about before. New York State itself has a lot of regulatory issues. Bail reform, if you think what the Democrat legislature did this year to virtually eliminate bail for some violent attempts, offenses, I think you've got another thing coming. I think the Republicans have to mobilize, conservatives have to mobilize, and I'd like to hear from fair-minded people, Chris included, what is the issue here? Is this enough to flip the legislature here in New York, Lou? Because I'm telling you, the New York State legislature is on a perilous course to lack of safety and danger.
All right, that's the music. Mike, hold on. You'll be the first to come on after the break. Sorry about that. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. All right. With tranquility.
Came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love.